95 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. We are a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming online at bilingualsounds.org and on the Bilingual Sounds app.
Friends, welcome to Bilingual Sounds, support your local scene. I'm your host, Carissa Kelly. Hey, hi, hello. And I am here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you in their own words what they are all about. And this week, we have the long-anticipated episode with your girl, Fran. Hey. She's here in the studio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing.
Yeah, I know, right? I feel it.
Yeah. So I'll preface this episode by saying that I saw Miss Your Girl Fran play at the Coors Ridge for a reason. Shout out to Lisa and Matt for putting on that event. Yes. I want to say that was back in February,
Was it February? I don't know. This year has been going by so fast. Yeah. I feel like I don't even know what I did yesterday. So that's crazy.
Yeah. Like time's just flying.
Yeah. There's a lot of shows, a lot of just passing by. I feel like I've just been floating around and like existing in a sense, but still being there a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I need to be.
So, first and foremost, I'd love for you to introduce yourself and your band, and also if you are an LA native or what brought you guys to LA if you're not.
Yeah. So, hi, what's up? I'm your girl, Fran, and I'm a singer, vocalist, songwriter. I play in a band too, and we've just been like playing around for like the past 3 years. I've been singing since I was like six.
Love that.
Yeah, I've been singing since I was young, and then I got to be on America's Got Talent when I was like 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was crazy. I cried.
Dang.
I
bawled. We're just dropping the lore. Everything.
Everything. I was actually born in the Philippines.
Okay.
So I just got jetpacked over here, and just stuck around, and then just started singing. So yeah. It's been pretty fun. It's been a good time.
That's awesome. So how do you describe your sound?
Ooh, that's always a tough question for me because my sound, I feel like, always changes based off of what I was listening to, like, currently, or, like, I feel like the genres all mix in my head. So sometimes you'll get, like, a really ballad, like, a rock song or something. Or you'll get like a very like experimental pop song. Something just like, I don't know. It just really depends on my mood that day. It changes a lot.
I really dig that though. Like not having any strict loyalty to any particular genre or sound or vibe or whatever. That is honestly something I really resonate with in an artist. Because it's like, you're not marrying yourself to doing the same thing for 50 years of your career.
Yeah, but it's also so confusing because then I feel like genre comes with an aesthetic. You know, as like an artist, you have to have an image and all that. But because I don't have a specific one, I feel like my aesthetic as an artist or my brand comes off as, I don't even know what. because I can't see from the outside looking in, you know? Like I kind of just float around on what kind of mood I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who's been your biggest inspirations? Like these can be other musicians that you've listened to your whole life, bought all of their records and CDs. Mm-hmm. Like, but it can also be someone like even completely outside of your field.
Honestly, the only person that comes into my mind right now would be Pink.
Pink?
Uh-huh. She's
Pink.
She's so cool. Like, I don't know, something about her just... Like her, she's just strong. She's just a really strong person in my eyes, whether it be music, whether it be love, whether it be life. Like, I feel like a lot of things got thrown in her way that, or like she was always just like a little bit of the underdog in the pop scene.
Yeah.
And I kind of resonated a little bit with that. And her just being non like conformist to like being a woman, what a woman should, or like societal like ideals of what a woman should be like. She isn't that. Like, she's like, I don't care about what anyone thinks. Like, I'm going to come up and be myself and present myself and be a proud.
Yeah.
And just also the athleticism of her, like like the silks and stuff. I think that's also a really big thing that I like enjoyed because I don't know. It was just, I didn't know that women can have obliques. You know, like I didn't know that they could have muscles like that. Like, okay, I see you. Like,
see you.
I'm with that.
Hi.
Yeah. Like, I'm with it. So that's a huge, she's a huge inspiration for me. Even like music and just her writing and just her being is really cool to me.
I definitely see that because what I love about Pink is she just minds her business.
Yeah, not true. Yeah,
she just minds her business. Like it'll be 5 years go by, and she's like, "Hey, I have a new single."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
listen to it.
Yeah, and if you realize, like, all ages can listen to it. It's not just like, I don't know. She's not writing songs just for adults or just for kids. Like, I feel like it resonates through a lot of like age groups. So I thought that was really cool.
And you can also like grow up with her music, because I know there are songs that I listened to that I was listening to when I was like 8.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Like, so what? That smacked back then, and it smacks
now. Still now, yeah. Or even, I was just like listening to like Get the Party Started.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
that's
like, just the whole music video, the creativity side of that was so cool. Like, I want to go back there.
Take me back. Yeah,
I want to go back there, for sure. That would be so sick. But yeah, no, she's really, really cool in my eyes, like... Yeah, I'm glad that she was her and Avril Lavigne, I think.
Oh,
were the two
yeah.
that I like was like, all right, these chicks are real, like, they're breaking boundaries here.
Yeah.
I'm
with
it.
I definitely see that very like punk rock attitude rubbing off on you. Because you also feel very sure of yourself in a similar way and of your talents, which are whew, like We started with your song Losing My Mind, and like if that's not already clear, you guys, like stay tuned because we're gonna be playing more of your girlfriend's songs. And I hope I'm saying it with like the proper inflection to like your girlfriend.
Yeah. No, it's perfect. Honestly, it's just your girlfriend. It's just Fran at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I just happened to, you know, add that little phrase in there. I got hacked. That's how I came up with the name.
Seriously?
Yeah, because it used to be my like regular like government name.
Oh.
And then I got hacked and I was like, I need to make up a new name. I need to like think about something. And then that popped up. And it just stuck. It just stuck around. I was like, your girlfriend. All right.
All right.
That's what we're gonna go with.
Did you ever find out who hacked you?
No.
Oh my god.
No. They did try to like get me to buy my Instagram back. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to just let go of that. I'm going to just move on.
Yeah, no.
Try something different.
So. Like, sure, hold it hostage. Like,
yeah. And
what,
like 14...
what are you really going to do?
Yeah, honestly, it's like, it's not like I can, yeah, I can get these followings back. I can make more music. That's never going to run away. Like,
yeah, so. You can make more music. You can always rebuild your following, mm-hmm. build back better.
Yeah, and if it didn't happen, I wouldn't have this name.
Joe.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
this is already a fantastic interview.
Yes, get it. We're just getting started. No.
Exactly.
Hi.
This is only the start, y'all. So we're going to head back into the music. So this next one is Distant Memory by the Church Burglars, and we'll be right back with your girl, Fran.
Flame I can't ignore. Make a donation and keep us going strong. Donate using the Bilingual Sounds app or go online at bilingualsounds.org.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3. That was Poison Me by Devin Thompson. I just played for you guys. And we have your girl Fran in the studio with us. So, more questions for you.
Yes.
Now, are you a trained musician? Did you go to music school at all?
Yeah. I actually went to a couple of music schools, which is kind of funny. I'm in my third time trying college right now. But when I was young.
It's okay.
Yeah, thanks.
We persist.
Yes, we keep learning. So when I was young, I did a little bit of training just to be able to use my voice correctly for the long term. And then for college, though, I did music production and sound design at Academy of Art just to get my feet wet in the production side of things. And then I went to Los Angeles College of Music for songwriting.
Okay.
And then now the college I'm in at has nothing to do with music. It's it's massage therapy. So I wanted something tactile.
But that's still interesting.
Yeah. I needed something to touch, you know, something to hold, like, that is still as healing as music.
Oh, that's a really profound way of putting it.
So, yeah.
Because, oh, wow. I do kind of think as far as music goes, it is like sound healing. So, like, you... you have like both ends covered with like the physical, like we were talking about this earlier too, energy exchange. So
I'm trying because I really love music music, and I wish I can
you want to hold it. The music, yeah.
Yes, and like be able to be with music,
yeah,
like physically, like that's something I would just be in love with for the rest of my life. But I can't. So I needed something. I just, my acoustic self.
Yeah.
My tism needed something to hold.
Is your autism acoustic or electric?
Oh, gosh. I would call her a little bit of both. She's a little bit of both.
She's a hybrid.
Yeah, sometimes she'll get crazy. She'll go off on some little riffs that I don't even know what's going on. Or sometimes she'll be like really calm and just like very singer-songwriter. Like, you can pass, but sometimes she doesn't pass at all. Like, the tism doesn't pass. It's too tisming, too much. Okay. Just outing myself out here.
So you are like professionally trained with music. Do you feel like this has helped or hindered you at all with making or writing or producing music?
I think it definitely has helped me. But also there's also a part of me that thinks that like, if I know too much about music, then I'll start thinking about it too much.
Oh, you'll get in your head about
it. I'll get in my head. I'll get very like technical with it. Like,
okay.
I picked up violin when I was like in first grade, and I could read music like it was just a regular book. And I had to like move away. I had to move to Palmdale. And and there was nothing there.
Sorry. The Palmdale native in me is...
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, you understand. You get it.
I understand intimately.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. So, like, they didn't really have a music program. They didn't have, a symphony there. So, like, I had to just drop everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's this kind of... I don't know if I'm being just ignorant because I don't want to learn too much. Like, I don't want to learn, like a lot of just, like, the heart... Like, just, I don't know, the physical music theory stuff. Because I feel like it takes away... from the feeling.
Yeah, no, I've gotten that before. You know. Some of my other guests are very much the same way in that they want to know enough to be able to, like you were saying, like communicate with other musicians that they work with, but you know, not enough to where they are like constantly questioning themselves, like, this mode measure whatever. Like, I've taken one music theory class, and like, y'all, I'm gonna be honest, it's interesting. Like, I commend you if you can follow that, but I don't have that kind of brain.
Yeah. No, and I used to. That's the thing. It's like I used to have that brain and be like very technical about it. But then I think I was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna feel everything from here on out. Like,
just vibes.
Just vibes. Yeah, just vibes. I'm not gonna listen to anyone else.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just listen to myself, listen to how I feel.
Because the power is within.
Exactly. I am music. We are music. Like,
exactly.
Like, it doesn't go away.
Namaste.
And that's it. Thank you. I'm leaving. No. Mic drop.
Mic drop, yeah. So that being said, what is your songwriting approach like?
So because I was hanging out with a bunch of rappers, they forced me to freestyle a lot of their in their little sessions.
Mm.
So I did a lot of hooks for them. So I'll sing just a random hook, and they'll start going off on their verses. But because of that, I just started to pick up the guitar or the piano. And just go off like four chords, something simple. Mm-hmm. So I have something to kind of just like give the band so they can flourish and do their own thing with it.
Yeah.
And then I'll just start with the hook start off with the most important part of the song, I believe.
Yeah.
And the thing that sticks to people's minds. So at least that creates a little bit of the main idea already.
Yeah.
And then from then on, I'll work on the verses mm-hmm. or the bridge if it needs to be. But I definitely just let the music talk to me instead of just, you know, trying to guide it on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah. I let the pen do its thing. Or whatever I was doing, if I was just like recording a voice memo or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool.
That also speaks to, again, like energy exchange and like the spirit of music or the spirit of the muse whispering in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause shout out to Chris, the drummer of Church Burglars, because this is a Chris-ism.
yes.
He says that like songs have spirits and like the spirit will ask you for what it wants.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also notice this a lot in like sessions or whatever that I'll sit in with the Burgle Boys, as they're endearingly referred to as anyone who knows them. everyone calls them anything but their name. It's like Church Burgers or Churglers.
I like that one. Churglers is great. Yeah. That's fun.
Because it's a funny name. You can you can spoof it. But yes. Enough about them. It's not their interview.
And they're cool.
But yeah, like he'll refer to it that way. Like, oh, I think the song is asking for this. And mm-hmm. that's an interesting tidbit.
I feel like the music will just talk to you. I don't think you have to work too hard. If it's already in you, it's gonna come out of you.
The power within
Me and this damn energy.
That's a deep SpongeBob reference.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, man, a deep cut.
I don't watch SpongeBob. I wasn't a SpongeBob person. I'm sorry to everyone.
But get out.
No. Okay, I'm really leaving now. No. Sorry. But please still listen to my music.
Yeah, no, you're chilling. You're on thin ice, though.
Oh, man. Three strikes and you're out, girl.
So I do just kind of want to ask you a bit about improv, because sometimes that's something you really have to be prepared for with a show. And it's also kind of one of my benchmarks of like a truly great act is your ability to improvise. So mm-hmm. have you ever had to like completely improvise a show, or at least like a little bit? So,
yeah, I mean, one of my dreams is actually, I have I'm in a band, a newly formed band called New Language.
Mm.
And they're made up of two other bands that I'm in, which is your girlfriend and this other band called Grupo Suave. And, we kind of just get together and we jam, and I kind of want to just take it on stage. And we have, right now we have two singers.
Okay.
And so it's, a male singer and then me. So it's Thomas and me. And then, we'll just go back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I want to like have a show, like at least like a 30, 45 minute set where it's in public and it's in front of people.
It's just a jam sesh.
It's just a jam sesh, but it feels like it's a show.
Mm.
It feels like it's on purpose. But but it's not. So that's one of my ideas that I would really love to do.
I love that. I'm so for it. I'm so for it.
But I don't want anyone to know that it's a jam. I want it to seem like we know what we're doing.
Honestly, like it will come through. Because a while back, this might have been a couple years ago, but I saw this other group. They're called The Natural Supernatural.
Ooh.
And they're like practically invisible on Spotify, but like if you can see them in person, like absolutely do so, because mm-hmm. it is the most like mishmash hodgepodge group of people you could possibly imagine. None of them look like they belong to the same group, but
yes.
That's how you know that they smack.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah, that's
and,
true.
Like they just played like they were jamming.
Ugh. I love that.
And
yeah,
it was just incredible dancing music too, like
Mm. Yeah, no,
if
I
you
just,
guys are listening.
Yeah, right. Pull up. No. No, but like, yeah, just like that moment. I feel mm-hmm. like having just a moment even with an audience
mm-hmm.
is just so important. And it's just so special because you can't get it the same way any other time.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would be a really fun thing to do. But otherwise, like improv, like I've had to like improv in the middle of a show Just because my friend Thomas would just look at me and he'd be like, just take that little instrumental part. And so I would, yeah. I don't know what's coming out of my mouth. I don't know what I'm thinking about. I don't know. I didn't prepare anything, but, I just hope it's good.
Free jazz.
I hope it's passable. Yeah.
I love free jazz.
Free jazz. Exactly. Yes.
So on that note, I'm gonna play I Don't Wanna by yours truly, your girlfriend. So what do you have to say about this song before we get into it?
I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be by myself. Well, I can be. I was born alone. I was I'm an only child. But like, just having someone else there and experiencing life, I feel like is what is important, you know, having people to be able to talk to, experiences about and with, like, I think is really, really important in life. And I'm just ready to have someone there with me.
Yeah, I love that.
Thanks.
So this goes out to anyone who also feels the same way, because music is supposed to be the chicken soup for the soul. It's supposed to be the little warm blanket wrapped around you. But this is I Don't Wanna by your girl Fran. You are supporting your local scene. We'll be right back.
She's in love with you, you know. You never deserve to find a girl with Stephanie anyway.
I don't really need you. I just wanna feel you. I don't wanna waste my time living out your lies. No, it don't have to be this hard. Could we move on? Think that we'd be alright. If we could slow the time, would we be alright? Or did we push too far? To the stars, I don't want to figure where we are, but I got you right now. I don't want to look up to the stars, I don't want to figure where we are, but I got you right. We can be on beaches, palm trees swinging, I don't know where a story goes. When you come closer, when the party's over, I never want to be alone.
Online at bilingualsounds.org and on the Bilingual Sounds app.
Support comes from the David Nazarian College of Business and Economics at California State University, Northridge, offering a part-time evening MBA program designed for working professionals with busy lives. Apply now and invest in your future. Nazarian MBA. Diverse ideas for a dynamic environment. Program application fees waived for the first 25 applicants. More information is at mba.csun.edu.
Support comes from Nederlander Concerts.
Natalia Lafourcade,
Cancionera Tour.
September 16th and 17th,
the Dolby Theater.
Natalia Lafourcade,
Cancionera Tour.
Tickets now on sale at jacobmusser.com.
Support for Bilingual Sounds Public Radio is made possible by our friends at Live Nation, presenting Mexican folk singer and composer Kevin Carl, returning to Southern California during his Ultra Melancholy Tour and is set to perform at the House of Blues in Anaheim on Thursday, August 7th. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Kevin Carl, House of Blues Anaheim, Thursday, August 7th.
Bilingual Sounds Public Radio continues to provide you with alternative music discoveries from around the world, thanks to the support from Live Nation. The iconic Mexican rock band Molotov celebrates 30 years together, announcing a tour around the world. Molotov makes a stop in Orange County at the House of Blues Anaheim on Friday, September 12th, and in Los Angeles at the Wiltern on Sunday, September 14th. Tickets are available at LiveNation.com. Molotov 30th Anniversary Tour, House of Blues Anaheim on Friday, September 12th, and the Wiltern on Sunday, September 14th.
Someone
comunidad en las redes sociales. Busca Bilingual Sounds en Instagram. Find out about exclusive artist interviews, performances, and enter to win free concert tickets. We are Bilingual Sounds.
If I had a fighting chance, a book of raps, a pen and pad, I'd write for days, no stopping me. Mind and sky and feet and land, highest mind and power, all the people, no conviction. I've seen evil, I've read scripture, replace all the words been written. Oh, sometimes I say I get it when I really don't. How many rest assured or rest to say they got that kind of hope? I kind of float when they sink in. Solid purpose, no reason. Not the same when you stuck chasing fame or switch like the seasons. I think the moral of my story when I die old is not to walk the world with blindfolds. Your mind's told you about a couple hundred times. Just keep your focus pointed forward while you write about 100 lines. Feel what you speak in.
Training my voice to sing out hallelujah. Rewrite the score and sing out hallelujah. Raising my voice to scream out hallelujah. No. Keep singing out hallelujah.
It's not too late to change our ways. I know our father think the same. We looking through abandoned houses where we decompress the pain. A slave back then is not the same, but why today we rocking chains? The next we shot by a cop for getting too out of hand. If you feel the same, that's out of hand. Tell me why you out of hand. Might blow up like Elton John, right to the stars, I'm Rocket Man. Quietly we've all been hurt, overstressed and overworked. Fuck a 9-to-5 that take your whole day, then your dollar's thirds. Tell me what your dollar's worth. A passion from the Christ delivered passion to his people, not to follow what we've seen and heard. Always been the newest trend till someone really dies. Wash their mouth with what they wash, they close and go to sleep so tired. People follow people and don't know them. When they see they ass in person, they don't show them the same love they do up on their page. I feel that in a way we showing hate when it should be nothing but the love above. Why we can't just all be great?
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3. You just heard Hallelujah featuring K-Swin by your girl Fran. Who is K-Swin?
Oh, he's an old homie. He's an OG. Yeah. And he's really cool. He was really cool, but we're not friends anymore.
Aww.
I don't talk to him anymore.
Well, I was going to give him a shout out, but...
Hey, but it's cool. You can still give him a shout out.
Okay. Shout out to K-Swin.
Yeah, he's around.
He's around. All right.
He's a really good artist, though. Like,
okay.
We've made a bunch of songs together. We did a whole camp, like, situation where we got a bunch of producers, a bunch of artists, and we went out to Lake Arrowhead and made a whole album. Like, and it's
fire. Oh, yeah.
It's called Endless Summer, Volume 1.
So my last couple questions for you is, what's been the best part about pursuing music so far?
Ooh, the best part? Oh, there's a bunch. One of them is meeting new people, of course. But all the while meeting new people is learning more about yourself.
Yeah.
And what kind of artist you are, or what kind of artist you stand for, like. And that's still going for me. Like, I'm still trying to figure out who I am. But I'm learning it through music. And just that, having that, like, safety net, I guess, to be able to express myself in any way that I want to. And, you know, not be afraid to be who I am.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like definitely keeps me going.
Yeah.
It definitely helps me kind of, I don't know, think about life in a more positive way, because I can take that, what I'm feeling, out, you know, out of my own self and be able to put it into the world.
I love that.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
And so, last but not least, where can the people find you? It is your time to plug the socials.
Hey, so you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, Apple Music under Your Girl Fran, which is YUHGIRLFRAN. And I have a couple shows coming up, but just tune in to the IGs. And I have in other couple bands too. So if you want to check them out too, I'm in Grupo Suave and New Language. And it's going to be a blast. So come join us on this journey.
Love it. And I always like to catch people earlier on in their journeys, because then we'll watch you grow up and we'll release you to fly into the world.
Yes.
Because like when you're playing stadiums, I'm going to be like, I discovered them.
with a stoke. That's amazing. I love that. No, yeah, it's fun. This is just the beginning. And I feel like I've said that every single time. Like, this is only the beginning, and there's so much more for us, and there's so much more people that we need to reach and we want to reach and heal.
I love it.
I want to help heal people through music. So I hope this helps someone out there.
Yeah. That's what this show is all about too, is building community around music. And I'm glad to see that we have very aligned goals.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, thank you for having me on there, like giving me the opportunity and even just like believing in me. Just that. Yeah. I mean, that's really cool. That's all we ever need in life.
All I needed to do was hear you sing. Like,
thanks.
Consider my belief solidified.
Oh, thanks. Yes. We got another one, boys.
Another one.
Another one. Yeah.
So, listeners, I'd like to thank you for spending the last hour with us, because your listenership helps small and local artists gain the exposure that they so deserve. And I would love nothing more than for you to consider checking out the people I feature on the show, following them on their socials, and most importantly, to go to shows, because your presence means so much more than you know to these very hardworking musicians. And being active in your scene and in your community is what this show is all about, and that is my mission. So thank you so much for listening. Again, I have been your hostess, Carissa Kelly. Come on back next week and every week thereafter, right at 6 p.m., and we will be here with a fresh perspective. Thanks for supporting your local scene. Good night.
Put me out of my misery. Everything I ever loved loves to leave me. Go on and close the door, I'll be fine in a little while. As soon as I get up off the floor, it's killing me, killing me slow. I'll never give you up. Remember that before you go. And erase. Champagne's flat and the gold has lost its glow. The night seems long and the morning feels like hell. The one night stands are falling in and out of my bed. Remember
Mountain canyon, orange skies, purple haze and apple pies. A silhouette of paradise is guiding me back home. Heroin in a trucker's veins, pushing fruit state to state. Even in the desert rain, there are strawberry fields forever. South of Bakersfield, westward bound on the Trail of Tears, the Spanish crown was buried in the sand. Along the shadow of the Valley of Death, I found a place to lay my head before I reached the city of the damned. Our Lady of Angel beckons like a lover from a waves in Malibu, protest down in Inglewood, footsteps on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. Bitter rivals from coast to coast left Tupac filled with bullet holes. At least he didn't overdose like Marilyn Monroe. Fire and rain wash away teardrops on the road to fame. Every star is a dying sun in space. Some still call it Mexico, a paradise for smuggled dope, or just a place to hang the rope. Before dreams die forever. Shall weep no more.
Courage must as well come tomorrow. I can't tell, but if you trust, we'll be fine. Get